Mr. Nicholson, welcome.
How you doing?
I'm well, and how are you?
I don't know.
You don't know how you are?
I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself.
Well, that's fair enough. You know, it's none of my business.
Absolutely.
Are
you going to talk to me or not?
Of course. Are you working on any movies at the moment?
Yes, that's correct.
Tell us about...
Never interrupt me, okay?
Sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you. It's tragic.
A tragedy? What's the name of your character?
Carol the Waitress.
Oh? Not playing a chauvinistic big shot like in all your other films?
Maybe we could live without the wisecracks.
Hmm.
I want to tell you something, and listen up, because I really mean this.
Oh?
You have the luxury of not knowing what I know.
Really? What is it that I don't know?
What's that?
I said...
Never interrupt me, okay?
I said, what do you know that I don't know?
You want answers?
Well, you brought it up.
You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Well, that made no sense, but I'd love the truth.
You can't handle the truth!
All right. Look, if you're just going to quote random lines from your movies, I...
You snotty little bastard.
Hey, watch it, Nicholson.
I beg your pardon?
All right, let's change the subject. Do you like ice cream?
What is your point?
Look, I'm just trying to brighten up this interview a little bit.
What do you want to discuss now? My favorite color?
Actually...
Do you have any other questions for me?
Have you ever killed a man?
Yes, absolutely.
And what was his name?
Colonel Nathan R. Jessup, Commanding Officer, Marine Ground Forces, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
Why'd you do it, Jack?
Are these really the questions that I was called here to answer?
Jack, you just admitted to killing a man!
If you haven't gotten a blowjob from a superior officer, well, you're just letting the best in life pass you by.
Are
you gonna talk to me or not?
I
mean, if you can't be at least mildly interesting, then shut the hell up! You ever served in an infantry unit?
No.
I want to tell you something, and listen up, because I really mean this.
Okay.
I would rather you just said thank you.
Sorry. Thank you, Jack. Please go on.
This is ridiculous.
Look, I apologize, Mr. Nicholson. Please, continue.
You have to ask me nicely.
Jesus Christ.
No need to stop being a lady. Do you get me, sweetheart?
Mr. Nicholson, did you just make a pass at me?
You're goddamn right I did!
Well, please don't do that. Look, I don't deserve to be treated like that from you.
I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
Well, what about all those suggestive memos you've been emailing me?
Well, I submit to you that whoever wrote that memo has never faced the working end of a Soviet-made Cuban AK-47 assault rifle.
What?
Yes, I'm certain that I read that somewhere once.
Well, Jack Nicholson, we've run out of time.
That's right.
May I wish you the very best for you and whichever woman you're currently dating.
Did you have sex with her?
Well, at least she wasn't my superior officer.
Sweet dreams, son.
Thanks for your time. You're in the green room.
You snotty little bastard.